What's up, guys? It's been a long time since I recorded a podcast, probably 2 weeks or so, but I'm back at it with you guys today, and I'm trying to decide what I want to discuss today. I know today is February 4th. We are just off the Super Bowl, and Tom Brady and the New England Patriots have done it again. 6 championships under Bill Belichick. It's absolutely awesome that they've won that many, but it was the most boring Super Bowl I have ever watched in my entire life. It was a large defensive game, 3-3 at half, but boring. Super Bowl halftime was boring. No excitement, no big plays down the field. You know, basketball is my game, but I do get kind of excited for the Super Bowl, and this time the Super Bowl was just whack, giddy whack, giddy whack, giddy whack, giddy whack. So, I'm Gucci on the Super Bowl. Let's go into some NBA talk. Should we start with Anthony Davis? So, it's not often that the NBA headlines are trumped by anybody other than LeBron James. So over the last 7 to 10 days, there has been a lot of talk since Anthony Davis has requested a trade out of New Orleans. Now everybody's saying that he wants to go to the Los Angeles Lakers, and the Lakers has offered the house for the dude, and still he remains in New Orleans. Now I know there's been a lot of controversy about them removing him from the pregame montage that they play on the Jumbotron, and I think that's very disrespectful, especially if you hadn't already traded the guy, or either maybe they made a deal and it fell through. But either way, Anthony Davis is the hot guy right now. Everybody has their scenarios about where he should go. Some say he should go to the Lakers. Some say he should go to the New York Knicks, who pulled off their own big trade this week, dealing Porzingis to the Mavs with some other folks. But I don't think that Anthony Davis is a good fit in L.A., and I'll tell you why. LeBron is always going to be the man. Now, over the last couple of days, Anthony Davis has talked about legacy. He wants his legacy to be the man or whatever team that he goes to. He wants to win championships. Now, keep in mind, he is willing to turn down a $240 million contract to stay in New Orleans. And I'm sorry, I didn't come from money. I'm not turning down $240 million. I'm just not. I'm not leaving any money on the table for any billionaire owner while I go out there and kill myself, fight through injuries, fight through hard screens, you know, getting banged and knocked around. You know, that's your body. You're going to need that body well into your 70s, 80s, right? Anthony Davis is from Chicago, just like I am. We don't come from money. A lot of us don't come from money. Do you know if he goes and he signs with the Lakers for $209 million, let's say, and he leaves $31 million on the table, you know how that can change a community if he took that $31 million and invested it in his city, in the Boys and Girls Club, opened up some schools like Jalen Rose and LeBron James, invested in a library, a research facility, a math and science center, whatever. But $31 million is still $31 million. And people's like, oh, it's only $31 million out of 240, whatever it is he's made over his lifetime. Let's be real now. Money is money. Take the money and try to recruit some people to come to New Orleans. Yes, I've heard the stories. New Orleans is not a big market. It isn't. But New Orleans has enough city life and enough nightlife with the drinking and the gambling, the casinos, the drive-through 7-Eleven, margarita bars, whatever they have down there. Crazy. But they're going to get that fanfare. And if I'm not mistaken, the casinos and the stadium, Smoothie King Arena or whatever it's called, is not very far from each other. So they have the nightlife. They also have the New Orleans Saints. So I don't think New Orleans is a small market like they are trying to pitch it to be, like maybe say Sacramento, where the Kings play. Hey, if I'm Anthony Davis, I'm staying in New Orleans. I'm taking my $240 million. But he said legacy. I think a lot of athletes are tricked into this legacy and this ring thing. Look, when you go to work, you go to work to make money. When you're in the NBA, you should be going to work to make money. Now, the ring is a bonus. The championship is a bonus. Go and get your money. And if that means stay put and get your money, stay put and get your money. Now, I know I got derailed a little bit. I'm supposed to be talking about how I don't think Anthony Davis is a good fit. Now, in Los Angeles. Now, Los Angeles is a legacy team. They got all the greats. Kareem, Magic, Kobe, Shaq, a whole bunch of folks, right? So I can see from a legacy perspective why he wants to go to LA. But if they give up the house and Anthony Davis gets hurt, which he's prone to do, who do you have left? JaVale McGee, who's looking good. He's doing his thing. He's taking his workouts and everything to another level. He's less awkward on the court and everything. But if you're going to pay him that max contract, you need him to be on the floor all the time. And I really don't believe Anthony Davis is going to be on the floor all the time. You don't have enough versatility with he and LeBron James only. Rondo's older. You know, they're going to give up Lonzo Ball, Kyle Kuzma. I don't think Brandon Ingram was in the trade. I think it was KCP, Zubac, or whoever else, and a first-round draft pick. I don't think that's enough to get it done. I think AD fits better in Milwaukee. Nobody's been talking about Milwaukee. They've been talking about him going to Boston, and his, you know, Anthony Davis's father said, I don't want my son in Boston. I see how you did Isaiah Thomas. Y'all straight carried him. And he hasn't been the same since. He hasn't been able to get a max contract to take care of his family, even though he played his heart and soul out for Boston, injured, and also on the eve of his sister's death. He was like, no, I don't want my son there. I don't want my son playing for the Boston Celtics. I don't think it's a loyal franchise. I don't think that they'll treat my son correctly. So some people say it's a strategy to get them off the table and, you know, make it L.A. all the way. But for me, I think that Anthony Davis would pair well with Giannis in Milwaukee and Eric Bledsoe and Chris Middleton. I think they could probably package a deal to offer the New Orleans Pelicans a few folks. I think that they could probably package Thon Maker, who says he doesn't want to be there anyway, a center for center, because, you know, they're going to need a center back. And I would even say they could probably get rid of DJ Wilson, package him in there, along with George Hill, even though I know he just got there. And the rookie sensation out of Villanova, Dante DiVincenzo, if I'm saying his name correctly, and Ersan Ilyasova, maybe even Brooke Lopez, for that matter. If you have Anthony Davis, you don't really need Brooke Lopez. So I think that Milwaukee has the best assets, and I also think it's a better fit for Anthony Davis being 45 minutes away from Chicago, right up in Milwaukee. I'm sure he'll have the same number of fans as if he played in Chicago, because Milwaukee and Chicago is basically one and the same. So I think that, you know, I think that Milwaukee is overlooked, and I really don't believe Giannis can get it done by himself. I mean, he's an amazing player. But I think that he needs another superstar. And I think that their big three could be Giannis, Eric Bledsoe, and AD. What do you think? So let's talk about LeBron James's groin injury for a minute. He's been out of the rotation for about 5 weeks now, and he played one game the other night against the Los Angeles Clippers and looked pretty good. I think he had a double-double in that game. But then he set out the next game against the Golden State Warriors. And I think LeBron James did have an injury, and I think that he was preparing himself through that injury. But you have to remember that LeBron James is also a master strategist. Now, since he's been out, he's been busy. He's been talking to his agent. His agent has been talking to people, and namely AD, and telling him, oh, let's go ahead and request this trade right now. So while LeBron is on ice, we can give him some rest and get his legs back and get himself a little bit stronger. So when he comes back, you'll be on the Lakers and we can go ahead and make this push to the NBA Finals. And that didn't happen. Maybe it still will happen, but it didn't happen in the time that LeBron James thought it was going to happen. So then it kind of forced him back onto the court before the All-Star break. But don't question it. LeBron James knew, if you ask me, that Anthony Davis would be a Laker right now, playing games right now with him after he got off his ice. Now that it didn't happen, he's going to sparingly put himself out there until this trade happens, because he doesn't want to waste any more injury. I mean, he doesn't want to waste any more energy in his injury or become re-injured during this time. He is basically trying to save himself because Father Time is on him. This man never, ever, ever, ever gets injured. He's like crazy fit and always taking care of his body and his diet. He's what, 34 years old? LeBron James is putting himself on ice. Now, I don't think this trade will get done before the All-Star break, but then maybe it will. But I don't think it'll be to LA. Some people are talking about the New York Knicks, Boston, Toronto. I say the Bucks. But let's just say he does go to LA. I think they'll have some growing pains if he does make it to LA, because they're going to get rid of all of the chemistry that they've built, the Los Angeles Lakers, that is, over this last couple weeks and months. Playing Ball, Kuzma, Ingram, Lance, JaVale, and the rest. They're going to have some growing pains. So I think having that break at the All-Star time frame with AD, being in LA, being up to put up some shots, get some runs in with his team, could have helped the situation move forward a little bit. But now that's not going to happen. At least I don't think so. Because what if the trade deadline is Thursday the 7th? And since the Super Bowl was last night, there haven't been very many people talking about the AD trade over the last day. But I assume tomorrow, Tuesday, the AD talk will ramp back up. Because how could it not? It's one of the biggest trades that people are anticipating. I can't say next to Jimmy Butler, but there was a lot of anticipation with the Jimmy Butler trade as well. But AD is pretty big news. Is New Orleans willing to even let him come back and play? It was a question I listened to on a different podcast. They were saying, do they even want him on the court anymore since he's trying to demand this trade? Are the fans going to be nasty to him? Of course. However, he's within his right to demand a trade and ask for a trade because so many have done it before him. However, I think he is the first one to get the $50,000 fine for demanding a trade, which is strange to me. And some people, oh, $50,000 is pocket change. People really need to get the financials right in their mind. $50,000, $50,000. There's a lot of people in this country who don't even make $50,000 a year. So people sneeze at it, but it's a lot of money. And I want to see in the NBA rule books where if you demand a trade, you get a fine $50,000. What is the $50,000 for? Embarrassment? Hurt feelings? What is it about? I think it's rude. I don't think, you know, even if he decided that he wanted to stay at this point, finding a man and being bitter about it isn't going to make the situation better. So you might as well go ahead and trade him now. Go ahead and accept the offer from the Lakers and let's move on, rebuild in New Orleans. I think you should even move the franchise to Seattle and start it all over. That's it. So another big story coming out of the NBA is Kyrie Irving and his drama. Now, a couple weeks ago on LeBron James's Instagram, he was singing a song to to Kyrie Irving, saying, you know, this song is a jam, but the song alluded to, you know, let's get this old thing back type of thing. It's an old school vibe. And social media ran with that because it was like, well, what are they trying to do? You know, is LeBron now recruiting Kyrie Irving? He's already tampering, or quote unquote, allegedly tampering with Anthony Davis, the brow. And now here we go, LeBron talking to Kyrie on Instagram through song. I mean, it's kind of petty. It's kind of petty, but it's kind of funny. It's dramatic. It's what LeBron James like. It's what he's known to do, right? So in turn, people start to think, okay, well, you know, well, what is this about? Are they inferring a reunited and a feel so good type of situation? And that's where everybody's going. Yeah, you know, LeBron James is trying to get Kyrie in LA because Kyrie called LeBron and said, you know, I want to adopt some of your leadership style with my guys here in Boston. I did not really respect or understand or have the maturity and growth to understand what we had in Cleveland. Now that I'm in Boston and I'm considered a quote unquote vet, I see things differently now. So let me call you and apologize to you for demanding a trade out of Cleveland when I should have stayed put. We should have kept that marriage going. So now a reporter asked Kyrie Irving last week, do you plan to stay in Boston? And he says, ask me July 1st. Now, July 1st is when he becomes a free agent. And I think he's an unrestricted free agent at that. Is that the right answer? If you're already on a team that has been known to have some infighting because they have such a deep bench. They have so many guys who want to get playing time. And without Kyrie Irving, they look great. Last year, they, you know, got far in the East when Kyrie was injured. I think that if Kyrie had gotten traded in the offseason last season, it would not have affected Boston because they're so deep. And Danny Ainge has done a wonderful job putting that roster together. So when he says, ask me July 1st, I'm going to do what I need to do for myself. I've been doing what other people have wanted me to do all this time, my whole life, even when I was at Duke University, right? That begs the question, is he staying? He is not staying there. I think Boston has a good team. They have a good franchise. But I think that Kyrie gets to the point in Cleveland and also now in Boston where he doesn't feel like he's the man. He knows there's a lot of young talent on that team. And trust and believe, none of them are better than Kyrie Irving. Kyrie Irving was the man. He's one of the reasons why the Cleveland Cavaliers won that last championship when he was there, because he closed that game out. But people still made LeBron James the MVP. And I think he was salty and he's been mad about that ever since, because Kyrie Irving won that game against the Warriors for the Cleveland Cavaliers. And he didn't get the respect. He didn't get his just desserts. So now he's changed, you know. Maybe he wants to win more championships and he knows it gets done through LeBron. So that's why he's calling him, asking him for his leadership, asking him, you know, how do you get it done? You know, apologizing and saying, you're the man. Everybody wants to be with LeBron James because they know LeBron James is almost out the door. I'd say he has about 2 to 3 more years and he's going to be gone, barring injury, like Kobe Bryant with the Achilles. So everybody's trying to pile up and team up and get this championship. So legacy is important to some. Money is important to others. But I think the way that these guys are doing it, demanding trades, recruiting on their own and everything else, it's going to put the owners in a bind. I think there's going to be some new legislation that's going to come out of the NBA Players Association about trades and free agencies, or like Jalen Rose likes to call it, pre-agency. Because, you know, it's great buzz for the NBA and the drama of it is awesome. But at the end of the day, the brand is being tarnished. Because all of your employees appear to be disgruntled. When you're doing a marketing and branding campaign, you don't want angry players. You want players happy to be there. Players that are smiling and cheesing with their jerseys on and their basketball, twiddling on their thumb with a Coke, Pepsi, or Sprite, whatever. But right now, the NBA is going in a totally different direction because of all the drama. Now, it trumped the Super Bowl news this week, and that's good for the NBA. But is it good if it's in a negative light? I don't know. But anyway, this will do it for this edition of the Orange Round Ball on Baby, where Chicago meets the DMV. Have a good week.